Wayne Penn at the press briefing. These guys felt like they had a pep in their step last week here, by the way. Last week, if you remember this.
And I'm going to say it's 95% of the concerns that were being addressed. Setting aside Cruz, I'm saying 95%. The two main issues that were identified to me in the past few weeks were, one, the gathering limits, which impacted the size of groups that hotels could get in, and secondly, it was the day 257 LFT testing regime. Both of those, as of tomorrow morning, will be addressed. So I know I've already had messages on my phone from some of the biggest stakeholders, tourism stakeholders in the country, saying, thank you very much. We look forward to working together to continue to build tourism in this country.
Now, Jay Earhart from Cayman Islands Tourism Association, were you one of the guys that were calling up these guys and saying, come on, let's change some stuff up. Let's make this a little easier for tourists. Be honest.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, we had all of our board members have been working very diligently behind the scenes, lobbying the government to try and make those changes, and that they listened, and here we are. The changes are in.
I love it. That must have been a great day for you guys, too, not only for the Cayman Islands Tourism Association, but for all the folks in tourism here in the Cayman Islands.
Our members are ecstatic. I mean, I can't tell you how many well wishes we've heard from our members saying this is the best news ever. 2 years later, we can finally start, ramping up tourism again and welcoming our tourists back with no hurdles to jump over.
I'm telling you, he had said where he thought the most important one of the regulations being dropped is a number of people, which include so you're going to get these big conventions and groups coming in. I would disagree. I think it's that LFT crap for 3 days, three negative LFTs, and then if you test positive, you've got a quarantine for 10 days. Who wants to bring their family of six down here, four or whatever, and then deal with that on the final day? That was no bueno right there.
No, yeah, they were both hand in hand, basically. I mean, people didn't want to come with testing facilities, and you're right, getting caught. No one wants to go on a Caribbean vacation and spend the whole time in their hotel room quarantined.
Right.
Nobody wants to do that.
Right.
So, everybody's happy. We've got groups coming down very shortly at several of the hotels that were over the 250 limit, and they're like, we're not going to split up our groups so that we have, 201 and 200 in the other. So it was causing hassles for some of the bigger hotels with groups coming down. So we're glad to see this. And maybe we might be able to host Tasty Cayman again next year. Who knows?
That'd be awesome, I think, for sure. Kenneth Bryant said in the press briefing that he is going to be making an announcement with regards to cruise this week. Here was Kenneth on Thursday, by the way. Kenneth Bryant talking about
for those who are in the cruise sector, it is time for you to start getting ready. If you need to bring back staff to work, start contacting them now. And if you need to hire new employees, please, please focus on hiring Caymanians first. I expect to be making some exciting news announcements next week, so I'm encouraging everyone, especially those in the business community, attractions, and tour operators in the cruise sector, to stay tuned.
Jay Ebanks from Cayman Islands Tourism Association, can you give us a scoop? Have you heard any details of what he's going to be talking about?
I have not. No one, and none of our sector representatives in that area have heard anything. He's being very tight-lipped about it, which is great. I mean, he should be very pleased and want to hold on to this news, and he wants to be the person to announce it. So, all right, good for him, and we're looking forward to it. But obviously, there are issues that are going to be coming. If he's not talking to our industry to let them know when the date is, then they're having a hard time ramping up. Yes, it's good to say, go out and hire, get ready, we're about to open, but when is it? Is it a month away? Is it 2 months away? You've got to think about the behind-the-scenes aspect. So say you're a small boat operator, and you need to go out and get at least $1 million of liability insurance for your boat so that you can handle cruise ship passengers.
Right.
How much is that going to cost you? How much do you need? Is it only going to be for a month that it's at a trial? Are we going to stop after a month because we get more COVID? So there's this behind the scenes things that there's a lot of money that has to go into it. And then they've got to get the boat ready. Do they need to have it maintenance? What's going on with that? So after not working for 2 years and not getting any income from that business for 2 years, it might take a little more longer than just, a quick, we're opening, we got the next cruise ship next week.
Good point.
It might take a little longer than that.
Can't just switch the light switch on and then expect it the next day. Hey, real quick, one one last question. You had talked last time you were on the radio, too, about the numerous job openings that still are prevalent in the tourism sector. Has that gotten any better? And is there still a big number of openings here in tourism?
We haven't gotten to the specific number as of recently. We have we were supposed to have a meeting yesterday about another job fair we're going to have. We had a really huge successful job fair in January that did extremely well. Maybe it was late December. It was extremely successful. We got a lot of people in there. We saw a lot of HR managers and employees hand in hand working together to say, all right, you're going to fill out positions. So we're going to have another one coming up next month. And we're working with the private sector and the public sector. So all of the government agencies and all of the HR managers from all of the hotels and hospitality industries working together to try and get people that are currently out of work on island jobs.
Jay, thank you again for jumping on and kind of catching us up to speed as far as with the Tourism Association is concerned. We are super stoked about 2022. I just feel so optimistic about it. And I'm telling you what, my friend, I hope you're ready to roll up your sleeves. You're going to be earning that big fat paycheck that you're making here this year. I'm telling you.
Right. Well, I'm excited.
All right. Jay Earhart, much love, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.